We're talking all this week about how homosexuality is perceived in American life and the challenges that openly gay Americans face. Sometimes the very nature of your business creates a challenge for coming out, as in sports, and especially the ultra-masculine NFL. No NFL player or anyone currently playing in any of the four most popular American sports has ever come out as openly gay, but a handful of former players have, including recently Wade Davis, a former NFL cornerback for the Tennessee Titans, the Seattle Seahawks, and the Washington Redskins. Davis is now a staff member at the Hetrick Martin Institute in New York. That's where he works with lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender youths. And he sat down with me in studio yesterday.
It shouldn't be this big of a deal. It should be accepted. It should have been okayed years ago.
And I wonder if you know, a lot of people are saying that in these days and times, gay rights is finally, to some extent, making headway. That the vast majority of, well, not the vast majority, but over half of Americans now are in favor of rights for all citizens, whether they be gay or not, in favor of gay marriage. And I wonder if perhaps timing would have made it too difficult for you to have come out while you were still in the NFL.
I think timing, but also I just wasn't ready. You know, oftentimes you need a certain level of support and structure and security, and I didn't think that I had that. So I think that played probably an even bigger role in my not wanting to come out of the closet.
From your player, I mean, most people would probably assume that the players, your fellow players, would not want to play with you.
To be honest with you, I can't say yay or nay on that because I didn't give them a chance.
Yeah.
You know, I never gave them the opportunity to know the real authentic me. What I did do was I made assumptions that, okay, because I'm playing in this uber masculine sport, there's no way possible that I can be accepted because being gay is perceived to be something feminine. So because of that, I didn't give them the opportunity to get to know the real me and to even give them the opportunity to say, you know what? I'm fine with it, Wade. I still love you. You're still my brother. I still respect you as a person and as an athlete. And I just want you to do what I've always wanted you to do, which was to do your job at a high level.
But you played for the Titans, the Tennessee Titans, the Seattle Seahawks, and the Redskins as well out of Washington. Have you heard from any of your former teammates?
I actually have. A lot of them have been sending me texts or tweets or emails saying to reach out to them, that they still love me, that they – some of them are angry that I didn't – believe that they would still care about me as much as they do, you know. So
you can understand that.
I can, but at that time, I couldn't even fathom the fact that they would care.
You know, you now counsel and help kids here in New York City, and you obviously have to be aware of all the things going on with especially gay kids in high school, in middle school, where kids are not adult about it, where the kids can lose their lives, and they have in some tragic circumstances because they've been, even when they're not gay, they've been perceived as gay. Looking back to your own experience when you were afraid to come out, what do you then counsel the young kids that you work with to do?
I think the biggest thing that I tell kids now is to find that place or that person who they can find a sense of support and safety in. I think oftentimes youth don't have that person who they feel that will accept them beyond a reasonable doubt, you know, who will love them and care for them and won't judge them. I didn't feel that I had that. You know, my parents were very loving. I did have this football family of high school teammates, but I think I was socialized to believe that what I was so wrong and so heinous that there was no way that anyone could ever love me. And I think that I would counsel, well, that I do counsel kids now to live in their own truth. And I think that youth are living in the different times where people are more accepting. There are conversations that are happening now that make youth feel more confident that they can be themselves.
Do you think that our sports are significantly less homophobic?
The thing that I realized thinking back is that as I got older, as I went from high school to college to the NFL, that the people progressively got more understanding of sexuality. When I was in high school, I did hear more homophobic epithets and stuff being yelled out. But as I got to college, they got less. And then in the NFL, I never heard anyone actually say a homophobic slur. So I think that as you get older and you mature and you experience more things, then you're more accustomed to being more accepting of different types of lifestyles.
But how does that help all these young kids that you work with on a daily basis? You work with the Hetrick Martin Institute, mm-hmm. right, that serves lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender kids in New York City. They're right in the thick of it.
But the one thing that they have that I didn't have is they have a safe space. They have a place where they can go through, I mean, that they can go to from 3:15 to 7:30 every day, where they're going to have people who look like them, act like them, talk like them, who will allow them to be themselves 5 days a week.
You know, you're not just a gay man, but you're also an African-American man. And I wonder what your thoughts are about the political discussion over gay marriage, especially, but gay rights as a civil right. It's something that President Obama has actually taken a lot of heat for. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if you think he perhaps deserves to take some heat, not necessarily for coming out and saying, I support gay marriage, but for how long it took him to do it.
Well, the one thing that I think about President Obama is that he took a very similar path to, let's say, my parents, you know, to where a religion can play a role in the way that you think about sexuality and gender and all those things. And so, as he said, he evolved. My parents are still going through an evolving process. So I think that when you're raised to believe a certain thing, it takes time, it takes experiences, it takes conversations, the way that our president had conversations with, you know, a gay lesbian people in the military, like with family and friends. You know, it takes experience. It takes to actually be involved in someone and say, you know what, these people want and desire the same things that every other person wants, and who they decide to marry or be with makes them no different or no less than anyone else.
I mean, were you surprised by the reaction to you? I mean, when you're talking about evolving notions, one would think that finding out that somebody who is in the ultra macho sport of American professional football is gay, that's an evolution there. I mean, were you surprised by sort of the backlash?
So I don't read articles about me. And even though I did the interview on CNN and the other interview with SB Nation, I haven't watched them, and I won't. I don't want to hear the negativity. I don't want to, you know, pick myself apart and say, okay, I should have said this better. I should have done that better. I'm really just trying to be the authentic Wade. And if people love that, then great. The people that know my heart will always gravitate towards me. So I really don't try to concern myself with the negativity, because I have a job to do, and that job is to help inspire youth. And whether they're gay, straight, or whatever, that's my goal in life right now.
But it's not just negative. I mean, there's people that are calling you a hero.
That hero label is, I wear it with honor, but I also tell the youth that I work with that they're my actual heroes. I can remember during my first month or two working at the Hedrick Martin Institute, and I was on the train. And there was one of my youth that was on the train, and they were presenting the way that they always do. Like, maybe they were wearing makeup, and they had their hair a different color. And as I watched the way people on the train violated them with their eyes and looked at them with such shame and disdain, my heart just dropped, because the fact that this youth, who is probably 15 or 16, has the gumption to be their authentic self at that age, they're my hero, because I didn't have that strength. I didn't have that courage.
You know, Wade, the law of averages says that there's some other NFL players currently playing right now who are gay and have not come out.
Could be.
What would you say to them?
I would say to them, just like I tell my youth, is that they have to find their own strength. They have to find people around them who won't judge them, but they also have to do it when they're ready. You know, the coming out process is a very individual experience, and no one can tell you when you're ready or when you're not ready. So I wasn't ready when I was playing, and there are a lot of players who may not be ready as well. And also, it's very hard for someone to say, you know what, I'm going to give up something that I've loved forever and ever and ever just because of my orientation. So it's hard for me to tell a player that they should or shouldn't come out, but what I would tell them is start to love themselves, because I didn't love myself through and through, because if I did, I would have lived my authentic self.
Can you imagine a day when coming out is not a big deal, when it's not some big process?
I think that day is very close, and that's why I'm kind of shocked that I'm getting all this attention, because for me, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. It shouldn't be a big deal that a person's gay. It shouldn't always require a conversation. And for me, that's the toughest part, is that it requires me to talk about what it was like when being an NFL player who was gay.
Wade Davis, former NFL player, recently came out as gay and played for the Tennessee Titans, Seattle Seahawks, Washington Redskins, now counsels kids at the Hedrick Martin Institute in New York City. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.